OITNB. Orange is the New Brown. It's a new show that's on Prime 7 Thursday nights, starring Australian funny man Nazeem Hussain.
Nazeem, I've got to say, this was really weird because usually when we call to connect these interviews, someone patches you through, but you were just there all of a sudden, mate. That's not very professional.
Yeah, someone's getting fired.
That's it.
Head's going to roll.
Yep, Nazeem's laid down the law.
Got massive clout over there now, one episode in.
Oh, man, you can demand big money. Have you got your own change room now?
I really need a new manager as well. She's kept the sack.
Just firing everyone this morning.
Everyone's getting fired.
Mate, that's it. Get your own entourage. Be like, oh, actually, I can't say because it's from another radio station. So.
Who has an entourage in radio?
Oh, look. King Kyle has his own entourage.
Doesn't he have a golden mic as well?
I forgot to tell you, Jade. I'm actually getting a gold microphone next week.
Yeah,
it's my start of transitioning to King Kyle.
Okay, it is regional radio, though, so it's not going to be gold. Yeah. It's going to be gold-plated.
No, I was just going to spray paint the one that's in here, actually. Right. It's going to duck across to Bunnings in Warrawong.
Orange is the new brown. I missed last week.
Are you serious?
I know.
Jane, you're fired too.
Yeah. I'm fired from the interview. Okay. That's fine.
Well, it's pretty exciting. I actually was not sure if anyone would even watch the first episode because Australians have a very high standard when it comes to sketch for some reason. Well, because we've had a pretty amazing golden age.
Yeah, we did.
So, full frontal, fast forward.
Oh, love
it. You know, all your favourite Australian comedians.
Comedy Company.
So, yeah, I was nervous, but now people tuned in and Twitter was really friendly. And,
oh, that's good. That's good. It wasn't just your family watching.
Some of them didn't even watch.
oh, that's support, isn't it, for you?
Well, fire them as well. We'll hire a new family.
Yep, get a new family. Get rid of those ones.
Exactly. You know, this episode's Tim Minchin and Kamal in the same sketch. When Kamal walked on set, people just lost their minds. Like, everyone would take a photo, telling him stories about their childhood. Then he did his lines and everyone laughed at everything he said. And they never gave me that sort of reaction. So it was all a very annoying day. My own show. Fired.
You're getting fired yourself. Everyone's fired. That's it. Interview's over.
Totally. Episode 2, I reckon, is where we can stretch our legs a little. You know, we're less nervous about annoying the audience.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't waste my time on the first episode.
Totally. I think episode 1 is just, that's just for the amateurs. If you're a real comedy nerd, tune into episode 2.
I'll be doing just that.
It's just like Jade, really. Like, she doesn't start from the beginning ever. She'll jump into the middle of a story.
Yeah.
About 5 episodes in, she might go back and actually watch the first one and then start talking to people about that, and everyone will have no idea what she's on about.
They've already moved on.
That's like me when people have a conversation next to me, and I don't know what part of my brain just makes me do it, but I catch a few keywords and I'm like, what'd you say? Did you just... And then I join conversation. I'm a weird person too.
I do that sometimes too. You know, you're at a coffee shop and people are chatting. They say something that you can relate to and you're like, oh, yeah, that so happens to me too. And then... Who are you?
Like, who are you? Yeah. I do radio. I talk to random people all day.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Entertainers, I think people that work in entertainment, we're not wired properly. I feel like we need validation from strangers more often than normal people.
Yeah, we're definitely a few sausages short of a Bunnings barbecue.
Yes,
for sure.
Well, that's right. And make sure the onion's on the bottom of the sausage.
That is the stupidest. Isn't the sausage just going to slip off the onions then?
I'm with you. I feel that there's going to be many more sausage accidents. So what did you do today? Yeah, I slipped on a sausage at Bunnings.
I mean, the surface area of a sausage is much greater than, you know, a bit of shredded onion.
No.
Exactly.
Heads are
going
to roll.
Maybe they've done testing. I'm not sure. They might have done testing.
Like instead of the crash test dummies for when you have a car.
Yeah, they just throw sausages on the ground and some onions.
Just to see how many fall. Oh, I like it.
Look, if you've had a laugh at this, you're definitely going to enjoy Orange is the New Brown. Is back on Prime 7. You can catch up on it too if you missed the first episode on Prime 7+. Nazeem Hussain, thanks for having a chat this morning, mate.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.